Aaron Judge and the Yankees play host to Jesus Aguilar and the first-place Brewers, and the Milwaukee rookies out to steal some of Judge's thunder in the Bronx.
Swung on, a long fly to right. Judge back on the track at the wall. She is gone. So Aguilar does go the opposite way and hits it probably 10 rows back in the right field seats. A long two-run home run for Jesus Aguilar, and Milwaukee takes a 2-1 lead. Now here's the 3-2 to Choi. Runner goes, pitch swung on, a high fly to right. Back goes Santana on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. For the second time in as many games, G-Man Choi hits a two-run home run to right. G-Man, you're a He-Man. Oh, Choi. Oh, boy. A two-run home run, and the Yankees take a 3-2 lead. The Yankees have a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the fifth, the 1-0. Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Way back off the windows over the Monument Park. Oh, what a home run. All rise. Here comes the Judge. That was a Judgian home run. And the Yankees take a 4-2 lead.
Now, I got a question for you. You got a 23-year-old lefty on the mound facing Aaron Judge. What do you think he was thinking when he saw Judge come in? That's kind of an interesting idea to have the lefty youngster pitching to Aaron Judge. By the way, that's his 30th home run, and so he has now surpassed Joe DiMaggio.
We have the bases loaded, two out, top of the seventh. The game tied at four. Everyone ready to run on 3-2 and two out. And Clifford's pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. Gardner going back in deep left center field. At the track, he leaps, and it's gone. It's a grand slam. He hit it off the Monument Park wall that separates Monument Park from the loading dock. A grand slam for Aguilar, and Milwaukee takes an 8-4 lead.
Aguilar racks up three hits, two home runs, and seven RBIs. 9-4 Milwaukee is your final. The Brewers pick up the win despite committing five errors on Friday. Josh Hader gets the win in relief, the first of his major league career, and this game was delayed by 51 minutes in the fourth inning due to rain. The Yankees have now lost three in a row, and five of six, they fall to 4.5 games behind the Red Sox for the top spot in the American League East. Here's their manager, Joe Girardi.
No, I mean, you know, our bullpen was short again today. I really didn't want to use Green. I didn't want to use Adam. I really didn't want to use Sessa. So, you know, we needed some multiple innings. And, you know, you get in a rain delay, and usually Montgomery's going to give you more. It's just kind of the nature of what happened tonight. It's difficult because it seems like we've had a hard time getting them lined up the way we want just because of need. We've had to use guys in situations we didn't necessarily want to use them, but because of need, we haven't been able to line them up kind of the way that you would usually do it. We got to get it right. We got to get guys back on track, guys that are extremely important to us. You know, when you talk about the back end of your bullpen, those guys are as important as anyone, and we got to get them back on track. And it's been a struggle. Pretty special. I mean, that's a pretty special name he passed. It's really incredible what he's done in the first half of this season. You talk about the home runs, but the runs, the walks, the average he's hit for, the defense that he's played. It's been a pretty special first half.
The Yankees will look to even up their series with the Brewers on Saturday when Luis Severino makes the start in the Bronx.